Hello, this is Doug.
Hey there, Doug. This is Grant over at Cardiff. Sorry to be calling you this late. I was wondering
No
if you had a
problem.
quick moment.
Sure do.
So I just got that approval for brand build, and I sent over the tax return. I was going to respond and just see that if we were to only request 149K, then that FinStip would probably be removed.
Should be removed, but I don't want to guarantee because they may see something where they want to see the tax returns. So let me, you sent them to me, correct?
Yeah, I haven't sent you the fins, just the tax return.
Yeah, send me both. Let me look at them before they go in, and then I'll let you know. Technically, yes, it will only require them over 150 on a funded amount, but sometimes, if I tell you, yeah, you're fine, and then the underwriter saw
Yeah.
something, you really wanted to see them, you're going to yell at me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to go out on a limb there. So let me look at them first, and then I'll get back. I won't be able to get back here till the morning. I'm in a convention in Arizona, which is where our underwriting office is. But so I'm actually walking in. The booth opens like at 5, so I won't be able to take a look at. I can take a look at them, but I probably won't be able to look at the deal and everything until first thing in the morning. So if
That's
it's okay,
fine.
I'll get back to you then. So,
Yeah,
but
and
yeah,
I
you're
won't
probably
be
going
in.
to be
Okay.
okay.
I won't be in tomorrow. I'm sorry to cut you off. So Amy would be the best person to contact for this deal. I just have one more quick question. So we'd been trying to fund this elsewhere and having some issues because they had a judgment with Amex that was pretty large. It may still be on their record. I'm not sure when Credibly starts like searching for those sort of things. I'm
Well,
not sure if it.
typically at the offer stage, can I cut you off there?
No, go
Typically at
ahead.
the offer stage, we try and tie everything out. So we would have, like when we get in a file and just to let you know, it's fully underwritten at the offer stage. Now, some things do come up when it gets to our funding underwriter, when they do a little bit more digging. So it doesn't, it's not the end all, but it's usually pretty good. So let me review, I'm going to review the deal in the morning with my support guy, who's like the right hand of our chief credit officer, who's the final decision maker. So, and he's pretty good. Well, him and I can talk about deals, off the record and go through things, and he'll give me his honest opinion and not have to have it run through the system, if you know what I mean. So I can at least run it by him, bounce it off of him, kind of like you're doing with me, and him and I will bounce it off together, review everything, and then I can let, well, I'll give Amy a call in the morning and tell you. Yeah, the Amex is a killer, or yeah, we've already looked at that. We're fine with it. It's okay with our guidelines. And the financials, let's try and push it with less than 150, or the financials look fine. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? I'll address all the issues that you have, get those kind of cleared with him, and then we'll push it through one way or the other.
Yeah, because we've been working on this one for a while. No, approval looks great. We'd love to fund it for 149 if we can.
Yeah,
I will send you the
sounds good.
financial, the interims. I'm also gonna send you this letter from their attorney for the Amex thing. It's been resolved with Amex. The judgment may not be off, but they are now on a payment plan and have come to an agreement. Hopefully, it doesn't come up at all. But since it's all gonna be off record, I'll just be sending you everything.
Yeah, do that. Do that. And the thing is we usually, we pull business credit, we pull personal credit, we pull all credits right at the preliminary stage. Before the offer went out, we pulled everything. So if it were to show up, I don't see how it would show up after this. And if we, so it might either, number one, fit into our guidelines, or number two, for whatever reason, we didn't pull it, which I highly unlikely. It probably fit into our guidelines because we pull, like I said, all of business and personal, and we even go a little deeper and pull another form of, which checks criminal again, a secondary criminal check, a secondary credit check, a secondary residency check. So we do our due diligence right at the preliminary stage. So
Great.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna be okay with that. I mean, don't take it to the bank
Yeah.
and cash the commission check, but I'm pretty sure we'll be okay. But let me address it. Send me everything you can. The more is better. And then I can bounce it like off him, kind of work the deal before it even gets to the funding, so we don't have to waste everyone's time on a deal that may not go, but I'm pretty sure we're gonna be okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to send that over right now and include an email just kind of explaining everything we talked about, and I'll copy credit and explain that I'll be out again. So I appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to
Perfect.
finding some deals with you guys. We've been getting a lot of great
Wonderful.
approvals lately, so thank you.
Good. And then I'll touch base with Amy in the morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pat. Talk to you later.
Bye.